Proclamation number 7639 of 3rd of July, 1960. Working of God directly or through messengers of light. When the Word of God is presented to you men, and formed and pure, as it was received from above through the Spirit, you should remember that God promised you this gift with the words, I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who will guide you into all truth. You should remember that He promised you the Spirit, and that He said, I will remain with you until the end of the world. Thus it is He Himself who speaks to you when you hear His word through the voice of the Spirit, for He will always speak to people and thus remain with you until the end of the world. Whether He speaks to you directly or through His messengers of light, it always remains the same word, for it emanates from Him and flows through all beings of light. Thus it must always be recognized and acknowledged as His sanctified word, because it emanates from the eternal word itself, from the original source of light. Because God's love allows it to flow into infinity and everyone can hear it who opens himself and fulfills the conditions God has attached to the working of the Spirit in the human being. God therefore works. And this must always be mentioned, for the working of the beings of light is also the working of God. It is the exchange of light and strength which takes place in the spiritual kingdom and thus makes the beings of light infinitely happy. And these beings will always distribute the same, thus the announcements received from above, from the kingdom of light, which alone is governed by God's will and lower forces can never intervene to spread error, will never contradict each other. And therefore you humans should listen to the word of God, accept it in your hearts and live accordingly. And then the light will shine through you, your realization will increase, knowledge will be imparted to you and all spiritual darkness will disappear. And then you will also recognize when you are offered error, for then you will recognize the contradiction with the pure word of God and reject it because it will not bring you light but would like to darken your realization. But you should stand in the light, this is God's will, and therefore He will also kindle light where this is also the human being's will to receive truth. And you humans should only have the sincere will for truth within yourselves. You should only try to muster the understanding for the working of the Spirit, i.e., you should try to find out the truth about it. And then it would also be self-evident to you that truth can only be conveyed to earth by God through His Spirit and therefore may also be accepted without hesitation, for God Himself gave this promise to people when He lived on earth. He will be amongst His own until the end of the world, and He will instruct them in truth. And this can only happen through His Spirit, which works in the person who believes. 1. Tess. 2. 13. And God wants to work in every human being. But the human being himself must make this possible by preparing himself to be a receptacle of the Divine Spirit. By living in love, thus by keeping God's commandments, so that God can now reveal himself to him. Where love is absent, his word will not be able to resound. Where love is absent, the Spirit of God cannot work. And where love is not, there is also no faith in God's working through His Spirit. Yet truth will never be or be represented where love is absent, for God, love and truth are one and nothing can be thought of without the other. The Spirit of God must be at work if people want to be instructed in the truth, and the Spirit of God must also open people's understanding for it, Otherwise the truth will not be recognized as such either. And therefore the human being must first shape himself into love so that the eternal love itself can be in him, so that it can address him through the Spirit and then introduce him to the truth, as God has promised. Amen.